Are you tired? I mean, are you sleepy? I mean, it is morning, and I, for one, haven't had coffee yet. Or maybe you had a rough night or a rough couple of nights. You may be physically drained from the past week of cooking, cleaning, gift wrapping, traveling, shopping. Or it may be an emotional drain from trying to get all of your Christmas plans exactly the way you want them to turn out. Or it could be a more hurtful drain, a sense of exhaustion from not having your loved ones here. Maybe the first year that they're not here, or maybe the 20th year they're not here, and it takes a toll on you. No words can really express, and you try to put on a strong face, but it's taxing, it's tiring. Or it could simply just be the last 2 years between COVID not dying, all the COVID precautions, the racial unrest, the political instability. There's a lot for us to be tired about. Amen? Amen. So the text we're going to look at today is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And this text is all about rest. It's not simply the rest we get from a quick nap after a poor night's sleep, and it's also not the rest that we get from vegging out on the couch or the rest that we're supposed to get after a vacation. But it's a rest that is true. It's the rest that's experienced from Jesus. And my hope, my prayer, is that we leave through those doors today feeling more rested than we did when we entered them this morning. As we dig into the passage, I want us to see that relying on God gives us rest regardless of what's happening in our lives. So if you will turn with me to Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and stand if you are able, and we'll read it. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am weak or gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The flower fades and the grass withers, but the word of the Lord stands forever." Pray with me. Father God, I entreat you that your name is glorified above all else today. Lord, I pray that everything that's not from you will fall flat on its face, Lord. You are a sovereign God in control of everything, Lord, but you are also a personal God. And I thank you for giving us a religion, not of laws that we have to follow, but a relationship that you invite us to regardless of who we are and what we've done. And Lord, we love you and we thank you. Amen. You may be seated. So today, I'll give you a little bit of context for where we are, considering we're doing a big old chapter today. We're going to be in the Gospel of Matthew. It's one of the first four books in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels. It tells us about Jesus' life. And this little altar call that Jesus gives is at the end of a very exciting chapter. Later on, after I'm done, hopefully, you should read it. It's really fun. But at the beginning of the chapter, two of John's disciples come to visit Jesus. And suffice it to say, John the Baptist is burdened, and he is heavy-laden. He is a completely different man than he was at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He sends two disciples to ask Jesus a really simple question, but a really loaded question. Are you really the Christ? Which is mind-boggling. This is John the Baptist. This is the man who said that his whole purpose in life was to